Good morning. Good morning. It's great to see the fellowship and energy of this congregation keeping each other warm this morning. And we welcome everyone here to Gates Presbyterian Church, whether you have been here your whole life or this is the first time that you have found your way to this worshiping community. A few ways to learn more about Gates Presbyterian Church is to check out the ways that we are churched together through worship, fellowship, mission opportunities, and learning. Your bulletin has a calendar and list of announcements full of ways for you to learn more. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask someone around you. Or following worship, an elder will be standing at the communion table to receive your questions and comments. Few announcements that I have. First, Bell Choir. I just received a phone call from Christine. You will not be meeting this Wednesday. So Bell Choir, there is no rehearsal this Wednesday. And a note about our worship this morning. Last Sunday, our community celebrated the affirmation of the baptismal covenant along with the ordination and installation of officers here at GPC. And we are indeed blessed to have so many who take these promises they make to share their particular gifts seriously. Ruling elders in particular are chosen to measure a congregation's faithfulness to the Word of God and strengthen and nurture its faith and life. This morning, ruling elder Dave Fish is responding to God's call to share in the preaching of the Word. We thank Dave for sharing this gift that God has given to you and welcome you this morning. A reminder for all other officers in taking those promises seriously, please remember that this Saturday, the 21st, all officer training will take place for those who are newly installed and also those who are currently serving. So if you are an elder, deacon, or trustee currently serving, 9 a.m. here in the sanctuary. A few other announcements this morning.
Good morning. Just a reminder to the men's group, our dinner is here this Thursday, and just bring your own dinner, and we'd love to have extras, people that haven't come before, that would be great to see you. I'd like to remind everyone about our Rochester Americans Night Out at Blue Cross Arena. We're going to be taking reservations and collecting money for those tickets down in Fellowship Hall after worship. Thanks.
Ben?
Hello, everybody. I'm here to make an announcement about the coffee house. So it's Saturday at 6 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall. It's going to be lots of fun. We're going to have people singing and showing their talents, which will be amusing. And there's going to be a lot of good food there, and there's coffee, and you can bring friends, and it'll just be a good time. So, you know, everyone go. We're selling tickets after worship in the Fellowship Hall during coffee and stuff, so buy your tickets then, or you can buy them at the door. Thank you.
Good morning. Not this coming Wednesday, but the Wednesday after, January the 25th, here in the Worship Center at 7:30, I'll be putting on a trumpet recital with some friends, among whom will be Adrian, playing some piano and some organ, and your own GPC choir. Instead of choir rehearsal that night, we'll be putting on the performance here. You're all invited. You're all welcome to bring friends. There will be a brass quintet playing as well and some other trumpeters. We'd love to see you there. And, of course, since I'm up here, as always, anyone who's thinking about joining choir is more than welcome to at any time.
Did you have any more announcements? Okay. The trumpet recital will be awesome. Make sure you mark your calendars. One last announcement that I have is that an annual congregational meeting will take place following worship on January 29th. So if you would please, the packet of all of the reports is available right outside the worship center. Please feel free to pick it up, study it, memorize it if you would like, and join us in celebrating the many mission and ministry opportunities here at GPC at the congregational meeting. Let us now prepare our hearts, our minds, our whole entire selves to worship our holy God.
Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. Just as the body is made up of many parts, so we gather from different backgrounds, different people with different talents and gifts, to worship God and give thanks for each other. Everyone who serves God, come and offer thanks. Everyone who is gathered in this place, lift your hands and praise God.
Thank you, God, for your love in this place.
Shout praises to God, for you are God's servants. So shout praises.
Thank you, God, for your love to others.
All who serve in this place, who serve our God, come and shout praises. Praise the name of our God who is kind and good.
Thank you, God, for your love endures forever.
Thank you.
When we come to God confessing our sins, we can be assured that God forgives us over and over again. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and soul and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. O God, we ask that you hear our silent prayers of confession. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has gone. A new life has begun. Thanks be to God.
The children are invited at this time to come forward.
Go back and sit with Daddy, please. Thank you. No, go back and sit with Daddy. Thank you. Good morning. Look at all my friends this morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you this morning? Good. I have a question for you. Have you mom or dad or teacher or grandma or grandpa ever asked you this question? Are you listening to me? Have you ever heard that before? Yeah? No? Are you listening to me right now? Yeah? Not sure? Well, did you know that God quite often asks, are you listening? Can you hear me? And I have a poem this morning that I need your help with, to help us all to learn and to know that God, please don't do that, is often calling and talking to all of us, no matter how little or big we are. Do you think you can help me this morning? All right, you can sit down. So when I say, here I am, you all are gonna say, send me. Think you can do that? Can we practice? So when I say, here I am, you say, send me. That'll help us to know we're all listening. Asking. You ready? Let's try it one more time. Here I am. Send me. Oh, you guys are great. A child once dreamed the voice was calling his name Samuel. Fishermen once heard the voice when a young man bid them follow. And still, the voice beckons today. Can you hear? Here I am! Send me! Good job. Moses protested as the voice spoke at the burning bush. Mary stood amazed as the voice proclaimed Jesus' birth. And still, the voice beckoned today. Can you hear? Here I am. Send me! Rosa Parks followed the voice to the front of the bus. Martin Luther King heard the voice as he marched on, and still the voice beckons today. Can you hear? Here I am! Send me! And the voice
calls us, whether we are very, very young or very, very old, whether we think we know a lot or just a little bit, whether we are happy, whether we are sad, the voice still beckons today. Can you hear? Here I am. Send me. Great job. We remember that God's voice speaks to all of us in very different ways. Can we pray together? Let's pray. Dear God, help us. Open our ears and our hearts as you speak to us. Amen. Have fun in Sunday school this morning.
First reading of the word today is from John chapter 1, verses 43 through 51. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man."
Second reading of the word today comes from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 20. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At the time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not gone out. And Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel!" And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again a third time, and he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears of it tingle. On that day I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated by sacrifice or offering forever." Samuel lay there until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. But Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He said, "Here I am." Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. Then he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. Hear God's word. Good morning. I would like to start by thanking all of you for letting me share the Holy Spirit with you this morning. Also for the inspiration from our two pastors. I, of course, cannot go any farther unless I thank my Wednesday night Bible study cohorts, where, of course, you all are invited. We get our spiritual cup refilled, and it is truly a blessing. Dexter Avenue Baptist Church is a small, meek church. It looks and has the feel of a Quaker church, plainly lit, mostly by natural light. Its brown wooden pews are not built for comfort. Outside, it has the classic steeple, you know, the ones we see on Christmas cards. Located in downtown Montgomery, Alabama, it sits downhill from the bright, white, majestic-looking Capitol buildings. As I stood and looked up, I remember thinking how oppressive it must have felt. Because in 1954, when Martin Luther King became pastor, the contrast between the church and the powerful Capitol was indicative of the time. But that is where Dr. King started his call in ministry. At 26, he was ready to take Christ's call, but not quite sure how. When Rosa Parks fell victim to the hate of her day, the church took up the fight. The reluctant pastor became the voice and the motivator to the civil rights cause. That could be resuming today. Dr. King and the church became David. And the white ruling class, backed by the government's Jim Crow's law, became Goliath. The similarities of then, now, and in Jesus' time are striking. A class of people oppressing another for the betterment of themselves through ignorance and hate. Martin Luther King fought for justice. He called on his contemporaries to take up the cross against bigotry. So don't you think the message is as relevant today as it was 44 years ago? It has a slightly different face. A few more wrenches have been thrown into the mix. But there is a problem, and it's not a small one. Labels. I have been labeled a communist or a socialist by some of my conservative friends. Because of the political climate in America, the two polarized sides have taken up name-calling. I watch CNN for the news of the day, but it seems more like a yelling match. More like two teenagers bickering back and forth. The classic, no, I'm right, no, I'm right. Click goes the TV. I say to my conservative friends that I don't mind being labeled. Lord knows I have a collection of them in a box when I was born. But first, before labeling me, look to what Jesus tells us. To love your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And two, to love your neighbor as yourself. Can it be that easy? I encourage you to give of yourself and have an open heart for not only those who are living under the poverty line, but for also our brothers and sisters who live a different lifestyle. By the way, who are crying out for equality? Therein lies the rub. Somehow, through the limited vision of our leaders, people who heed God's call are stigmatized, labeled, and marked. All of this gets in the way of the truth, the way, and the life, doesn't it? But you see, Dr. King would say, we don't have time for this. We don't have time for the name calling. We don't have time for the labels. You can hear that rich baritone voice just sink into your soul. See, when we look to the issues facing us today, poverty, equal rights for the gay and lesbian community, militarism, and education, the question we must relentlessly pursue in judging the effectiveness of our faith is, who are we helping? And how does this serve God? To bring about the transformation of the lives of the vulnerable and the forsaken. Effectiveness of faith, transformation of the lives of the vulnerable and the forsaken, can never be overstated. Friends, how does that look today as compared in the 1960s? Do we march, yell, picket, condemn? Do we argue, fight? I do know how the family here at Gates Presbyterian Church does it. Love. We do it through love. Hammers and nails of love. Teaching Sunday school with love. Feeding those who are hungry with a spoonful of GPC goulash. And the main ingredient, tell me, what is it? Loud. That's a hallelujah. Ah, Samuel. In today's reading, we see him be chosen for a call. Realize it doesn't always fall on the headline grabber. A young pastor is called to lead his people to gain equality. Samuel, a young boy, chosen to tell people of God's word. Even when his maturity is not fully awakened, he needs to be woken 3 times. Kind of like kids on a work project sometimes. You know who you are. He needs guidance to know what to do from his mentor. But friends, it is also for the person in the pew. Knowing what God can do and believing compels us to act. Sometimes it just takes 3 times to hear it. For me, I think I've heard God's call many times in my life. But it was not all in the same night. It is different for everyone, but we are called. And not only as individuals, but as a community. But remember, God is warning us too. Eli was punished for his inability to heed God's word. But the beauty of community is that we are here to minister each other, to help one another, and hug one another. Dr. King's dream is alive. It is working. We are people of grace. March on.
At this time, we invite you to share with God and the community your prayers of joys and concerns. As the microphones come around, make sure your hand gets high in the air so we can speak. No prayers today. There we go.
Hi, Cam Mossgraber. I would like to offer a prayer of guidance for the new mayor of Santa Maria Tuzeja, which is Randall Shea's wife. And Juana is the first woman appointed. Talk about direct democracy. The entire village meets and has, you know, it's the ultimate caucus. But Juana was chosen, which is a great honor. And just all God's blessings be with her this year as she serves as mayor.
Prayers for her leadership.
Allison Tuttle, prayer of joy. Martin Luther King Jr. was born tomorrow, and just prayers for all the things he's done for our world and for our communities.
Amen.
I ask prayers for Bill Wallens. Bill and Roberta will be going to John Hopkins this week for surgery. Bill will have surgery on Friday, so please keep them in prayer.
I don't see any other hands, so the prayers from our children this morning. Prayers from the third and fourth graders. Carson asks prayers for his great-grandfather, who is in the hospital. Both great-grandparents are past members of the old church on Buffalo Road. From the fifth graders, prayers for a friend whose grandfather just died and for a sister whose hamster passed away. Let us continue our time of prayer together. Patient and wise God, you have called this church into being to serve you in this world by helping and serving others. We rejoice in the many ways we are able to be people who open our ears and our hearts and lives to respond to your call. We offer our prayers for each other, for those who are near and dear to us, for the situations of difficulty and strife in the community and world, for Bill Wallens facing surgery this week, for all others who need your prayers of strength and guidance as they look to doctors and nurses and other healthcare professionals for the wisdom and guidance in surgery and healing and recovery. We continue to offer prayer, O God, for the people of Haiti, who 2 years ago suffered a devastating earthquake, whose people continue to suffer under economic and political oppression, and where disease and poverty claim the lives of so many. As the political climate in our own country continues to grow more and more heated, we are reminded of the shooting 1 year ago in Arizona that claimed the lives of so many innocent people. Continue to comfort the families and communities that mourn. And God, may we be challenged to never be tolerant of rhetoric or actions that does harm to others. As we pray this morning, we also honor the memory and life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who called out for your justice and your righteousness for all people, O God. Stir in us the call to speak out when we see injustice, to act where there is injustice on behalf of all who suffer from oppression. Grant us your courage and your strength to do your work, for you know each of us. You know our strengths and our challenges, and you call each of us to a unique ministry, and all of us to justice, forgiveness, and love. Heal our wounds, bind up our bruises and broken spirits, put us on a pathway of peace, For this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We have been blessed with so much, and now we celebrate by offering back to God our time, our energy, our gifts, and our resources. Let us worship God with our morning offering.
Mercy, bless these gifts and help us to use them to spread your good news, to teach others, to help others, and so that this world can become a more peaceful place. Amen.
Know this, my brothers and sisters, we are called. As a community, as people of faith, you will not know when it comes. It will come. Act. I pray that you will. Go into the world, into the community, and do what God is telling us to do. March on.